Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hills, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2522, Athletic Development, Beyond Strength and Endurance, by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, your host and narrator. Hey there, happy middle of the week Wednesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. And on Fridays, I answer your questions. You can send one in by going to oldpodcast.com/ask, or just send an email to health@oldpodcast.com. Now, today is Wednesday, and like I do every Wednesday, I like to share a little bit of inspiration with you. So with that, here we go. Quote, "We often worry about the wrong things." David McCullough. All right, and with that, let's get right into today's post and optimize your life. Athletic Development, Beyond Strength and Endurance, by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. In a recent entry, I stated that we currently live in what I describe as the strength and conditioning era. Young athletes have never spent so much time working to develop strength, power, and endurance. Unfortunately, the extra time directed towards these attributes often comes at the expense of other physical qualities. Speaking as a coach of both kids and professionals, it's clear to me that well-rounded, multi-sport athletes have become a rarity. There just aren't as many kids playing a variety of sports throughout the year. As a result, many athletes aren't developing the coordination that they would have in previous generations. Times have changed. I'm sure I speak for most listeners who grew up in the 1970s or 1980s by saying that we played a different sport every season. We also spent less time sitting in front of a television. As a kid, there was nothing I wanted to do more than go outside to play. We played outside every day until the sun went down. Neighborhood pickup games were the norm. Whether it was baseball, basketball, football, soccer, or whatever, there were always enough kids to get a game started. Looking back, I never realized that all the time I spent playing would be so critical to my athletic development. Much of my coordination was developed by playing so many sports. Each sport improved a physical quality that otherwise wouldn't have been developed as effectively. For instance, soccer improved my footwork, baseball improved my hand-eye coordination, and boxing improved the coordination of my left side. I could go on and on with examples, but I'm sure you get the point. Relevance to training. By now, you're probably wondering how my childhood experiences are relevant to your training. To put it bluntly, there is much more to athletic development than simply improving your strength or endurance. Most mainstream sports rely heavily on coordination. In other words, it won't matter how strong or enduring you are if you lack the coordination to apply those attributes effectively. As a result, it's useful to challenge your coordination with different movements, games, and activities. When working to improve coordination, variety is important. Strive to be well-rounded, not a one-trick pony. It's always useful to challenge the hands, eyes, and feet in different ways. Application. Plenty has changed since I was playing pickup games in the street over 30 years ago. I can't just walk outside and find myself in the middle of a fierce athletic competition among friends. The world has certainly changed, so our training must change as well. One way to do so is by dedicating a small block of time each day towards challenging your coordination. For example, I often include a coordination challenge as part of my warm-up. Earlier today, I juggled a soccer ball for 10 minutes before my lower body strength workout. Tomorrow, I will do something entirely different. Perhaps I will juggle baseballs or dribble a basketball. I'm always looking for new and different ideas. The only constant is that I dedicate time each day towards challenging my coordination. I can always find an extra 10 or 15 minutes, and while that might not sound like much, it definitely adds up. It's also useful to perform conditioning exercises that will challenge and develop coordination. A few examples include jumping rope, agility ladder drills, and punching a heavy bag. Don't limit yourself to monotonous activities that can be done with your eyes closed, like riding a stationary bike. Instead, condition yourself with exercises or games that will also enhance other pertinent skills. Final thoughts. Throughout this blog's history, I've made a point to regularly emphasize the importance of coordination. As a coach, I've seen over and over again that playing one sport isn't enough for an athlete to develop the well-rounded qualities that they will need to succeed. With that in mind, it's important that all athletes take the time to improve their coordination and all-around athleticism. We can't change the fact that early specialization is becoming the norm. What we can do, however, is continue to develop a wide range of athletic qualities through proper supplemental training. Such training should not be limited to traditional strength and conditioning. It's also important that athletes continue to challenge qualities such as hand-eye coordination, agility, balance, and footwork. You won't need a lot of time to improve these qualities, and the work itself provides a nice change of pace from the norm. Training to improve coordination is challenging, effective, and fun. Speaking for myself, it's one of the most enjoyable parts of my routine. Give it a try, and I'm sure that you will enjoy the benefits that follow. You just listened to the post titled Athletic Development, Beyond Strength and Endurance by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com, and I'll be right back with my commentary.
This episode is brought to you by the Weather Channel. What does the Weather Channel app share in common with a personal trainer and a life coach? It's an ally on your quest to wellness. What you do with its insight is up to you. Like running an extra mile when air quality is good, or checking your allergy forecast so not even ragweed can disrupt your chi. It's more than a weather app. What in the weather are you waiting for? Be a force of nature with the Weather Channel app.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. To expand on Ross's point, the word fitness is more than just cardiovascular fitness, meaning it's more than just heart and lung health. But that's what we often think about when we hear the term fitness. Being fit is so much more than that, though. It actually incorporates cardiovascular health, again, heart and lung health, so that is part of it, but also muscular strength, muscular endurance, and flexibility too. So again, going back to what Ross was discussing in today's article, when it comes to our overall fitness, balance is key. We don't want to hyper-focus on just one aspect and ignore the others. So find new methods to challenge yourself in new and fun ways. Maybe just try incorporating one of the things that Ross talked about in today's post. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you have a great Wednesday. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back here tomorrow as usual. So I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.